I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wale from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Viggy from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome onto this edition of Run with Coach Parry. I am Brad Brown, and I've got the coach with me once again, Lindsay Parry. Welcome back. Good to catch up.
Yeah, always great, and it's always good seeing your face on the other side of my computer.
Brilliant. Lindsay, before we get into today's question, just a heads up, if you have a question and you'd like to get it answered here on this platform, all you need to do is head over to coachparry.com/Facebook, and that'll take you to our Facebook group where you can pose a question there, and you can also pop it in the comments below this session as well. Question in today from Belinda. Belinda wants to know, what can be done to help with friction burn, basically chafing on bra strap lines and where your pants sit on your waist? That's the places that she gets it, but I know a lot of runners get chafed in places they didn't even know they had places. Could it be that the garment is too tight or too loose, or is it just a case of having sensitive skin? Are there any other products other than Vaseline that she can use to stop this chafing, because she's finding that Vaseline is just not helping anymore? What's the deal with chafe, and what's the best way to sort of firstly avoid it, and secondly to manage it as best as you can?
Yeah, look, those are slightly difficult or slightly more difficult areas to handle, and partly because regardless of what sort of lubricant is used, it is going to absorb into the bra or into the pants. But Vaseline is still the best product of what is available, because the other products will absorb even quicker. So certainly with the bra, plasters or that like sticky bandage, Elastoplast type of bandage, that works quite well to stick on the back. Also like almost like a micropore type of second skin product, that normally works really well. But for the bra in particular, there really isn't a one-size-fits-all bra. I mean, I think women know that way better than I'll ever understand. But also just different body types around your back. We all fit differently. And so a bra is quite a unique thing, and it sometimes takes a really long time to find a bra that doesn't chafe. Now, I get quite a few of these type of questions. My wife is a runner, and I often see people jumping on and going, oh, no, this is the best bra ever. And it is the best bra ever for the person making a recommendation. But it is something, and look, particularly for long-distance racing, I know bras are expensive, but it's definitely worth experimenting. Unfortunately, chafing can be caused from too loose and too tight, but there will be worse. So if it's a bit tight, the chafing then will be on where the clips are, where some of the straps are. Whereas if the bra is too loose, then you can get quite a lot of chafing, either between the breasts and the skin, or between the breasts and the bra, which is far more uncomfortable. And so I would err a little bit on the slightly too tight side when it comes specifically to the bras. On the pants, look, I would try different, again, I would look for different brands, different types. So if you're wearing tights, then I would perhaps look at shorts. If the shorts are causing it, I would perhaps go with tights. But I would definitely try different types of products. Again, depending exactly where it's chafing on the pants, the plaster may come in handy. But for your normal chafing, and I get these always presenting an opportunity for people with the normal chafing between the arms, between the legs, between the butt cheeks, Vaseline. There isn't a better product to use than Vaseline. On the nipples, for the males in particular, plasters are probably the best. And then blistering on the feet and the toes, again, that's a single layer of that elastoplast with then lots of Vaseline applied over that elastoplast. That seems to work the best for blisters. You can also toughen your feet up slightly by soaking them in spirits, or applying spirit signs then, so that can make the skin a little bit harder and less prone to blisters. But yeah, hopefully those are tips that will help people to reduce the chafing and reduce blisters.
Yeah, absolutely. Lindsay, you also mentioned changing the sort of type, if it's tight or short, but also changing the fabric, the type of fabric that the things are made out of is probably worth testing as well. And then just a follow-on question with regards to the chafing and the blisters between the toes. I've seen it quite often, those sort of finger or the individual toe socks. Would those make a difference, or is it a case, again, see if it works, if it doesn't, go back to what was working slightly better than that?
Look, I do think those work quite well, and the reason they work quite well is because they then cause friction between the two layers of socks. You also get double-layered socks. They're more common internationally than in our home country, but they have two very thin layers of sock. And again, the idea there is to have the friction taking place between the two layers of the sock rather than between your foot and the shoe. Or between your two toes. So those five-finger socks definitely work. If you suffer from blisters, I would try them for sure.
Absolutely. Well, let us know as well below this post if there's anything that's worked for you. We'd love to hear from you. And don't forget to get your questions in as well. The website to get to is coachparry.com/Facebook. And also, don't forget, if you are looking for a training program, we've got you covered here at coachparry.com. All you need to do is go to coachparry.com/training, and we've got a whole host of training programs for you to download, right through from 10K all the way up to ultramarathon. So 10, half marathon, marathon, the works. Go check it out. That's coachparry.com/training. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, and the coach, it's cheers. Lindsay, thanks for joining us today.
Absolute pleasure. Chat again soon.